The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I am joined by the Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue. Minister, you're welcome to the show. Listen, we'll talk in a moment about local property tax and VAT and tariffs, of course. But first of all, I presume you're going to be voting confidence in Ceann Comhairle Verona Murphy today. Why?
Because I believe she has done her job properly. There's clear procedures and rules in place regarding how the Ceann Comhairle should discharge their duty. And with my own eyes, I saw her do that. And that's why I have voted and will be voting confidence in her in the Dáil.
Do you feel that this is going to bookend the row that government and opposition have been embroiled in since January?
I hope so. I do know there is frustration within the country regarding how long this issue has absorbed. I'd rather be focused on how we can save, protect or create 80,000 jobs rather than be dealing with the issue of 8 minutes of Dáil speaking time. And the feedback I've got from my constituents and public is they feel the same. I certainly hope today, after the motion of confidence has been disposed of, that we can go back then to normal work and the normal way of ordering the Dáil.
When you talk about going back to normal, I thought it was interesting that Taoiseach last week made a remark when he was on his feet in the Dáil. He said, this Dáil will never be the same, given the argument that has taken place. Do you agree with him?
Yes, I believe the tone of the Dáil will never be the same after the two afternoons of behaviour that we've seen. To see the business of the Dáil disrupted and to see the kind of heckling and shouting that took place, I fear has reset the rules regarding behaviour in the Dáil and reset expectations regarding how TDs should behave towards each other, the Ceann Comhairle and the staff. So while I do fear that the tone may not recover, it's still my hope that sense can prevail and that we can adhere to the procedures of the Dáil and continue with the work that people want us to do, which is legislation and debate. But I do fear the what the Taoiseach has said there could well be true, and the next 4.5 years could be a long 4.5 years.
Well, let's talk then about action that the government plans to take, hopes to take. What decisions have you made around local property tax valuations and VAT?
So with regard to local property tax, every 4 years, the government, under our own laws, is required to re-examine local property tax and see if it's still appropriately structured, given the changes that have happened in the value of homes in the preceding 4 years. Today, the government agreed to make changes to the local property tax, the effect of which is that we will be asking those who pay local property tax to pay more, but they will be paying far less than the value of their property has increased by in recent years. So just to put some figures against that, the value of homes on average in our country has gone up by just over 20%. If your home is worth less than €525,000, you'll be paying up to €25 extra. If your home is less than €1.05 million, you'll be paying up to €48 extra, with increases in addition if your home is very valuable. So we are asking we'll be making those changes through legislation later on in the year, because local property tax is a valuable way of funding local services. Our local authorities need us. And I'm asking people I know any change in taxation at the moment is a difficult one, given the cost of living. At the same time, we've worked hard to try to make these changes affordable.
And with regard to VAT?
With regard to VAT, we have a lower VAT rate in place in gas and electricity. That is in place up to the 1st of May, and we've extended that up to the 31st of October, recognising that, unfortunately, electricity in particular has started to go back up again in cost, and we therefore feel and have decided that the lower VAT rate is the appropriate rate for the time being.
I don't suspect you to make a commitment post the 31st of October today, but in reality, it's unthinkable that the government is going to allow VAT to go back up to the higher rate of 13.5%. at a time of year when people's bills are naturally going up. So this in reality is at least a 12-month extension of that relief, isn't it?
Well, we would have to consider that when we get close to budget day. We make all these decisions together when we're doing a budget. I think it is fair to say that because the cost of living is still a live issue, putting up VAT would be a significant decision and would add to the cost of living pressures that many are facing at the moment. And Fine Gael and the government are aware of that. At the same time, however, Ciarán, we do need the tax revenue that we are collecting. We may need it more in the future with the changes that are taking place around us. And that is why the move that we're making on local property tax is a move that where we're asking people to pay more to fund local government. I hope we are getting the balance right through changing the rate by asking them to pay an amount that over time can be affordable.
But if it is true that we rely on that revenue and the revenue of a 13.5% VAT rate, is now not exactly the time of year it should be restored, when there's a natural dip in energy bills, given the better weather that we're going to experience for the next few months? I'm just reminded of that great Milton Friedman line, you know, there's nothing as permanent as a government's temporary solution.
Well, there's plenty of other temporary solutions over the last number of years that we have had in place that we did withdraw. And unfortunately, while I would like to be in a position that we're seeing people's energy bills actually go down, the inflation figures that we just saw published a few days ago have shown that there continues to be issues with electricity in particular. And while people's usage, I hope, is likely to decline in the weeks and months ahead, the cost per unit may not. And that is why a further extension of this measure is merited, to try to help with the cost of living.
You speak to most people, and you would speak to them regularly, I'm sure, on foot of making a decision like this. Industry experts, energy industry experts or energy economists, and what they say actually is that the last few years were something of an aberration, not now, that we had abnormally low energy prices. And what we're probably entering into now is an era of sustained higher energy prices, which I guess would argue against kind of this being a temporary solution while prices are high.
So that indeed could well be the case. And the best contribution that Ireland can make to dealing with that structural change is how over time we can have more energy available through renewable sources, and renewable sources that are very, very close to Ireland, particularly off our west coast. But in terms of making a permanent decision about any VAT rate or any tax measure, really the only time we can do that, Ciarán, is at budget time. Because if we begin to make permanent decisions at other points outside budget, we run the risk of losing control over how we manage our public finances, particularly at a time in which safety in our public finances is going to be so important. So, yes, you're right. We are seeing big changes happen in energy. I do believe over time, the growth of renewable sources and changes that we can make in how we regulate energy in the European Union and Ireland can help, and can help with the cost and the security of energy.
How concerned are you today, D-Day minus one, from the implementation of Donald Trump's famous tariffs?
I am concerned. I'm very concerned. I think we are on the eve of a really big set of decisions, the scope, duration and magnitude of which is still yet unknown, that will have a significant effect on the global economy, the American economy and us here in Europe. But at the same time, in recognising the concern and challenge that is there, we are approaching all of this with our public finances in surplus and with a record number of people at work. And our best estimation of what the impact of measures could be is that they will take a number of years to fully affect our economy and the European economy. And what we then need to do inside that time is see if we can negotiate with the United States to avoid measures becoming permanent and to limit their effect on their economy and on ours. So I think here and tomorrow is the beginning of something rather than just the end of it, with much action and negotiation to happen afterwards.
How lively a debate is there amongst your colleagues in Europe as to how forcefully Europe should respond?
I do think there is a lively debate underway, but this is a lively debate that the tarnished Simon Harris is in the middle of.
Mm.
He has responsibility for trade policy. There will be a meeting of trade ministers in the coming days and a meeting of finance ministers shortly afterwards. And there are two parts of that debate. The first one is a consensus that Europe does need to respond back, but we want to avoid responding back in a way that only adds to the difficulties that Europe may face in the first place in a way that might be unsustainable over time. And secondly, of course, different economies within Europe are going to be affected in different ways. We will find a consensus in relation to how we should respond back collectively, but we need to do that carefully, and we need to do that between discussions between governments and with the Commission. And that's the work that Tarnished is now in the middle of at the moment.
How big a part of that job of work that Simon Harris is doing is making the case for the industries that exist in this country? I assume that's one of the balancing acts the Commission have to deal with, is that, you know, while we maybe are focused on the pharmaceutical sector and they're looking for some sort of stay of execution, if you're working for Skoda in the Czech Republic, you're probably less worried about what tariffs apply to Viagra.
That is a fair point, Ciarán. But on the other hand, there are many other economies that also have a very big medicine, life sciences and pharmaceutical components to them.
Are there kind of groups forming along those lines? Are the big automotive manufacturers lumping together ourselves? I think the Danes have a big pharmaceutical sector, for example, and other countries with a big medtech and pharmaceutical sector lumping together. So are we seeing that at a European level?
Yes, is the short answer. You have groups of different countries that are united in how they are affected. And what the Tarnished is doing at the moment is engaging with them directly. And Ciarán, you will remember all the debates that we had during COVID, but we also discussed the importance of Europe and particular parts of the world having access to medicines and having medical supply chains located within their own jurisdiction and part of the world. And that's a big part of the discussion that will be underway. I unfortunately don't know if President Trump will highlight medicine and pharmaceuticals tomorrow, but I think it's extremely likely that he will at some point. And what we will then do with allied countries is work within the European Union, see how we can find new markets and if it's possible to mitigate the effects. And that's what that's what Simon Harris is doing at the moment.
And before I let you go, I don't expect you to offer people some sort of prospective solution or outcome. But yeah, you've been around in this business a long time. What's your sense of how it might play out? You know, and all obvious caveats applying. I mean, is it ultimately a U-turn? Is it some sort of deal on trade that maybe sees more permanent but much reduced tariffs? Is it an era of protectionism being the status quo and, as you say, new markets for Ireland and the US, a less important trading partner? What's your own personal view of how it might work out?
My own assessment at the moment is that we'll see two trends develop. The first one is that we will continue to see international trade be very, very important, but perhaps that trade be amongst regions. So, for example, Europe will continue to ship and engage with America. I hope and believe that will happen. The trading relationships that we have with other parts of the world will become more important, and their trading relationships with Europe will become more important because we'll have common rules. And then secondly, to go back to a possibility you hinted at there, I do unfortunately believe that it is likely that some of the measures that will be brought in by the US might not be temporary, might be with us for some while. It therefore will affect the terms of trade. But I firmly believe that here in Ireland, we have the people and we have the ability to invest in our own future to help us adjust and come to terms with that. And that's going to be the job of the government and those who work in those companies for the next few years. And we're well up for it. And I believe we can navigate our way through it. But I also, Ciarán, do believe there will be challenges along the way that ultimately we'll get the best of.
Pascal Donoghue, Minister for Finance. Minister, thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much, Ciarán.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciarán Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4:00. on News Talk.